And we are live. What's up, guys? What's up, Freshman Podcast, man? We're here on ISO Kenny, man.
Yes, sir.
We got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All and right. We are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast, man. I know y'all didn't see this show coming, did you? Guys, quick announcement before we get into the show. Rumble.com/FreshFit. Go ahead and check us out over there, guys. As y'all know, this type of content typically will be censored and or banned at some point. So if you guys want to be able to still continue to get the best men's podcast on earth, make sure to check us out on Rumble.com/FreshFit. We'll bring you guys all types of content. We'll bring in talented people like ISO Kenny. Yep. We bring in people like Shooter, exclusive interviews that y'all aren't going to get anywhere else. We do watch interviews. I just dropped an episode yesterday with Nico. That show was great. We talked about Rolex, APs, Pateks. Watches to get as a beginner, which watches hold their value the most, etc. How to basically, you know, turn your timepiece into an investment versus being an idiot. So we give you guys all types of content, making money, getting girls, being attractive, all that shit. Number one men's podcast in the world. No one even comes close. All right. And then I just dropped the, I'll just run through it real quick. Locals.com, guys. Freshfit.locals.com. Check us out over there. We're also on Megaphone if you guys want to get the audio version of the podcast there. Yep. And then get the merch at freshfitpodcaststore.com. And then also, guys, I'm going to stop the show real quick. We're at about 43 million views right now on Fresh and Fit Clips, guys. So what I need y'all to do, because 80% of you guys that watch that channel are not subscribed, I need you guys to go over there and subscribe to that channel. Help us hit 1 milli on the Clips channel. If just a portion of you guys went ahead and subscribed on that channel, we would be at 1 million, have another golden plaque. But we need y'all to go over there and subscribe to our Clips channel. All right, guys? And then, Fresh, what about your vlog?
Guys, for more vlogs, man, check out the vlog channel. And once again, Twitch account away. We also have a network as well for networking, meeting celebrities, and as well millionaires for success. Join our group, see your network. Let's get it going.
Yeah, guys, check me out at 1811. I just did the Murdoch cases, man. 3+ hours, guys, breakdown. I did the entire history. I went over the Murdoch family in South Carolina. I went over the mysterious murders around the boat crash, the housekeeper dying, the money that he embezzled from his company and stealing from his housekeeper's son. We went over everything, guys, and then we went over the actual murder itself. We went over crime scene footage, etc. So if you guys want probably the most thorough and definitive breakdown on the Murdoch case, It's on Feta 1811 right now. I put detailed timestamps in there where I go walk you through from the history of the family all the way up to the verdict and the sentencing. So go check it out over there on Feta 1811. Because when I looked around, a lot of people have bits and pieces here and there, but it's not all in one centralized location with detailed timestamps. So you guys can go ahead and watch that. It's damn near a documentary, 3+ hours on it. So go check it out on Feta 1811. But without further ado, man, we got a special guest in the house. ISO Kenny, man.
So
ISO, me and you've been talking for months. Facts. I've been talking about getting you on the show. You know, we had some scheduling conflicts. You came to our 1 mil party, yeah. So thanks for coming.
Yes,
we were shuffling. Right. We were dancing all over the place. Pause.
Right. He's a huge fan of your videos, man.
Yeah,
hilarious
stuff.
So I know who you are, but the audience might not know who you are. Can you introduce yourself to the people?
Yes, I'm ISO Kenny, an artist / entertainer. A lot of you guys may know me from my viral songs on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook even. You know, I've made songs that, you know, well-versed in so many genres. Like, people call me literally like the genre bender because I'm able to make songs in the R&B lane, the indie rock lane, you know, the hip-hop lane. So, yeah, that's my feat right there. So I'm just trying to, you know, take them one day at a time and become the biggest artist I could be for real.
Nice. And you're a young guy, man. You're only 23.
Yes, sir.
You're from Jersey. Can you tell us a little bit about your upbringing?
Yes, sir. So I grew up in Woodbridge, New Jersey. And, you know, where I grew up, it was really like a mixture of a lot of, you know, cultures, a lot of backgrounds and stuff like that. I went to Woodbridge High School. So I had a kind of unique, I feel like it definitely played an aspect of why, you know, I'm able to be versatile in what I do. Because, you know, I was the type of kid in high school that I was cool with everybody. Mm-hmm. I was cool with the jocks. I was cool with the nerds. Yep. I was cool with the hood kids too, feel me? Like, mm-hmm. So I feel like I was just easily able to mesh with everybody, which, you know, allowed me, you know, to tap into so many different pockets musically and stuff like
facts.
That. And different characters as well. So.
It's funny because, you know, in the world of networking, that's a skill called being likable.
Yeah.
And that means you can network with people from all races and all departments. So that works a lot, man.
Right,
that's
for smart. Sure. Definitely. Yeah. For sure. So now, grew up in a small town, Woodbridge. Nothing really crazy, but it's going up right now. Definitely got a lot of more artists, influencers popping out and stuff, so. Yes, sir. It's turning up.
And you just graduated college yourself, right?
Yeah, graduated college, Montclair State University last May. So, yeah, that was definitely a cool experience for sure.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because it represents itself in your skits. When you do, like, you know, when the FBI agent gets in the studio, when the frat kid gets in the studio, et cetera, you're only going to be able to, you know, make funny parodies like that on these types of people going into a studio and rapping if you know them and you've dealt with people like that. So, that reminds me a lot of myself because I was able also to do that where you can, like, identify with the hood people, but also with the white boys, also with people that are from the immigrants, etc. So that's a very important skill.
Right.
How do you find ISO Kenny?
Well, I found one of his videos. So I found one of his videos. Like, I don't know what it was. I was going through.
Back in the days.
I was going through. Yeah, this was like almost a year ago now. I was going through YouTube. And then I saw something. Actually, we could show the video right now.
Let's do it.
I'll pull it up real quick, Chris. It was when the homie from the 1800s gets on a drill beat. This was like one of my first videos that I saw, which I'm going to share with y'all, which I thought was literally hilarious right here. Chris.
All right.
He has it ready for you. Just hit add screen. And then with the homie from 1800s. Next one. I think it was the first one. First tap all the way to the left, Chris. There you go. Right there. That first video top left.
Yep, first video.
Right there. So this is what I saw, and I thought it was hilarious.
4 million views. Damn.
Yeah. Go ahead. Click it.
Pull it to the putty with ISO. Hold ain't on, no telling it. How far we might.
Enlarge it. And just make that the only thing so the audience can see. This is the first video I saw, guys. I was like, this shit is hilarious. Then I started watching them. Go ahead.
Go come get the keys if you bored. Everywhere I spit heat, no typo. Yo, that's crazy.
That was fire.
I ain't gonna cap. Subscribe though, nigga.
Yo, bro, I'm about to play the beat. You ready?
Of course.
I bet.
I'm much obliged to obliterate this beat and take matters into my own hands. I have a lot to say, you know. But hold on. I will go crazy. I did not rob him. I politely took his cash. Felt like his birthday, the way his head was bashed. From the 1800s, where my brethren blow our trumpets. When we see an op, That's a signal, we can dump it. I must bring out the heat. I live what I say, he typewrites. But I know when I side up to his chariot, I will knock out his side light. Oh, no guns allowed. That's fine, I really fight. I'll turn his face into a punching bag. Left for the right. I've been looking for him since February. But he's been ducking, so I guess I'll find him February. Cause he knows it's getting scary. One musket short to the brain, I'll bet I'll leave him vegetary. I am the deadest of asses. Just check the cemetery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, that was bro. The first one I saw. I was like, yo, this is lit.
Yeah.
It was the lyrics, bro.
Yeah.
You wrote them yourself, right?
Yeah, I wrote all
that. What's the lyrics, bro?
Honestly, bro. So it's crazy, right? So I was in my senior year of college, you know, and that was kind of it was definitely a pivotal moment in my career, you know, because that was the first time I really took that chance to invest in myself and say, you know, yo, I'm in this college dorm. I've been here for like 3 years. I make music, but I feel like I should know how to record myself and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And earlier that summer, I had made a funny skit. It was like, oh, how like people in the 1800s slid on the Alps back in the day. And I was like, yeah, it was crazy. So I'm just thinking to myself, like, yo, like I could bring that back, but make it musically. Cause I was at a phase where I wanted to change the brand to become something more musically. So I was like, yo, I could just make something as derivatives of myself. And I have that personality where it's just like, yo, like I want to do a homie from the 1800s in the studio. So I'm in my dorm. I got my studio equipment. And I'm like, yo, what would be the line that a person from the 1800s say? So I'm like,
chariot.
I did not rob him. I politely took his cash. Chariot too, you feel me? Because they had a Corvettes. They had the chariots back in the day.
My
stuff,
favorite
so.
Shit is I live what I do. He typewrites.
Because yeah. Nah, you know how like in social media days, it's like, oh, I don't do the social media stuff, bro. But like back in the day, not like, what are you, how dare you try to, you feel me? They have a typewriter with it and stuff like that.
So, yeah, no, that's shit funny, man. It's just the creativity. And then like, you know, the creativity using bars that would be relevant to that individual.
Yeah.
Making it rhyme, putting it on a drill beat.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, you're harmonizing so many different skill sets in one.
Right.
Right. And you're also doing it in a comedic fashion. Yeah. And then on top of that, right.
He's on beat too.
Yeah. He's on beat. And then he has himself in the back. Like, all right, homie, we record this. And then you're like, at first he's like, this is kind of weird. And then he starts like, hey, it's heat.
Like, you feel me? Yo, for sure.
Left with the right. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yo.
That was
funny because it's entertaining. Yeah. It's actually good too. Like it takes you had to do some skill for writing, getting on beat, everything else like that. Yeah. But I gotta ask this: why like the somewhat ski mask?
Honestly, because I felt like it was just one of those things. Like,
with a blazer,
it just went with it. Like it was just like, I want this to be the most outlandish thing ever, so I'm gonna use the pool shiesty mask with a blazer, and we going back to the 1800s. Like, honestly,
like, but I will say though. Yeah. That video, 4 million views, you can't deny. That's creative as hell.
So that was one of the first videos I saw that I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then another one, this is one of my favorites. We're gonna put the one up with Polo G.
Yeah.
And because you do this too a lot where you play you say if such and such rapper did XYZ, which I thought was very funny because this actually does sound a lot like Polo G. Mm-hmm. So Chris, enlarge it on their end and what?
Sounds good.
What?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. You got it, brother. You got it, Chris.
Yeah. And just turn up the volume too. All right. Hit play.
My nigga, this a robbery. I gotta keep that pole tucked. Please show me the safe or else your body getting colder. Hold up. No, you see this gun up in my holster. Leave your brain sticking to the wall like a poster. I don't think you really want to be deceived. Show me the safe and I promise that you'll be free. Can take your car, but I'm letting you keep the keys. Please don't turn your case into a casualty. I lose my mind when I shoot. Ain't playing Fortnite, but best believe I'm taking loot. Don't make a false move or else I'm showing you the truth. I'll leave your body blue and then I'm leaving with no clue. Oh man, I love the streets. I keep this smile by my side like it's company. The sound of bullets to my ears like a symphony. I suggest you show the cash cause you tempting me. I be rapping real like don't do fake felonies.
That shit had me dead when he said, I don't think you want to be deceased.
Because that was like definitely one of like the things about myself, right?
I think it's just like him, bro.
And that's just the thing. Him. Yeah,
yo.
For sure. Like a lot of people say, like, yo, bro, like when you like flow like these rappers and stuff like that, like, yo, like you should like, do you write for them? Like you should write for artists. So I've actually had like, you know, music people hit me up to like write for artists and stuff like that, because I'm able to really like, you know, imitate and, you know, just really listen to flows and cadences and stuff like that. So
I mean, who needs AI when you got
Chris, yeah. search you guys, I want you guys to see how he's not capping when he says that. Yeah. Search ISO Kenny, if rappers made food orders. search that, because that hit me in that just now when you said that, because you literally imitate a bunch of rappers they would order from McDonald's. So search that real quick, Chris. That was my second video I think that I saw. I thought that was hilarious because the whole deceased part and the fact that you sung it was hilarious to me. I don't think you want to be deceased. ISO Kenny taking McDonald's orders from rappers. Yeah, click that shit. That shit is fucking
funny. We've been in the store back when we finally made that
2018
show.
ISO right here.
How old were you?
This, I was 18, about 18 or 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
When you ask PNB Rock and A Boogie what they want to eat, and this is for McDonald's.
What's something to eat?
Oh, yeah. Let me get like 2 mid chickens, please, with a grilled chicken wrap. Let me get a quarter pounder with cheese, with a caramel fry. Scratch that, I kind of sound fat. So can you get me like a salad with that? I'm really hungry, I don't got no time for snacks. So come back with like 10 Big Macs.
Hey, bro, you want the same thing?
No. Can you get some of that Sprite mixed with Tropic Corner? Can you get me extra fries if you really wanna? If you can't get me a chopped cheese from the corner? No. Excuse me, change my mind, see. Can I really get an iced tea mixed with high C? Can I get like 2 McDoubles pickles to the side, please? Yeah, if they ask how many salts, tell them give you 90. No.
PNB Rock, you sounded just
For real.
You were saying something, Kenny?
Nah, and another one, a lot of people, like, I feel like when it comes to
open that back up, Chris.
It comes to like the content that I make, people will see the video. Oh, he made that. So this is definitely one of the ones, and a lot of other ones, like I'm even seeing people in the chat saying, yo, he made that song Intelligence when the smart kid get in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one. Like, I feel like I just had countless and countless amounts of viral moments and stuff like that. And the thing about myself was like how I was able to transition, you know, from going to like, you know, the imitations of other rappers. And now it's like, yo, ISO Kenny's doing his
own lane
stuff
now.
And you feel me? It's a unique niche, you know, that I feel like I flourish in for real.
Because there's not many successful YouTube rappers.
Yeah.
The only other person I could think of really is DDG. That's it.
He paved the way. Paved the way.
So, click this one. Which rat? Who's he gonna imitate in this one?
Curious how we've been in the stew all day.
When you ask little baby, what do you want
to
eat?
Little baby, I'm about to go to McDonald's. What do you want to eat, bro?
Can I get a Big Mac and fries? What's gonna get your bonus size? And I'm in flurry. Get me like 2 apple pies. Lemonade with some Sprite. You better hurry. How's your lid? I want some Wendy's. 4 for 4 with a 10 piece. Baconator with a frosty. With some honey mustard sauce, please. Fuck that now. I want some BK. Cause I want to have it my way.
Game, we've been in the stew all day, okay? Yo, I'm about to go get something. Yeah, what y'all want?
Oh, yeah.
Slow down, bro.
Chief, keep
go first. What you want,
this is going to be great.
Bitch, every day, I want Popeyes because I like to eat them boneless wings. Oh, bro, I want like 85 onion rings. Oh, Vito, I want 85 apple pies. After that, I want some coleslaw on the side. So, baby, and I think I want some Taco Bell. I don't eat that crunchy shit. I want a soft shell. Bang, crunch that. I want some Chick-fil-A. I could eat the chicken sandwiches like all day.
Project Baby, and I think I want some Burger King. I got terrible shit. I think I want everything. And I know I'm gonna be thirsty. I want every drink. On my Whopper, want no lettuce because I think it's stink.
I think I want some apple pie. Apple pie. I think I want a side of fries.
6ix9ine, what are you doing here, bro?
Trippy and that stupid.
Damn, we've been in the store all day. Yo, 6ix9ine, Fetty, I'm about to go to McDonald's. I want something to eat.
Yeah, stupid.
What, nigga?
Hold up. Let me get it started. Everything I wanted. Sorry for your wallet. 6ix9ine taxing. Nigga, what's bracken? If you got a problem, you can meet me in the back then. 2 McChickens up. 2 McGriddles up. 6 McDoubles up. Plus 9 pickles up. 50-50. 50 McNuggets up. Picky-picky, but I don't got a budget up.
Fetty, you want anything?
Yeah, baby. Can I get 2 apple pies with 2 Big Macs on the side? Don't forget the soda. Don't mess up my order. Make it back on slow up. Oh, yeah, 6ix9ine gon' go nuts. Yeah, baby.
We've been in the studio all day. Hey, Uzi car getting by.
Uzi, bro.
OMG.
Yeah.
I'm tired of McDonald's. It's all I ever eat. Can you switch things up and go to Burger King?
Please.
Give me 5 Whoppers filled with onion rings.
5.
Powerade and Sprite is all I wanted.
Don't ask me for a sip.
I ain't giving you a tip. Buy yourself a bag of chips. Then we get my sauce to dip. Yeah. What?
I said, what about
in New York? I'm melee rock. What? Go to the wing stop. What? That's my favorite spot. What? They wings really pop. What? They wings really hot. What? Get buffalo sauce. What? With a lot of red. What? On the top, top.
Damn, we been in the store all day. Yo, Jacquees, Chris Tram, I go to McDonald's. What do y'all want?
Can I get two McDonald's, please?
One of my dedicated supporters put this long with
cheese. Apple pies are so amazing. Give me five, it's what I'm craving.
Vocals too, you
I don't know. I want to make it too. With some cookies too, cause they're so good when you bake them right. I said they're so good when you bake them right. I want to make nuggets. Make it 50 cause I love it.
Yo,
I'm really hungry. So we spending all your money.
Yo, this is great, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Nah, man, this is that. See, y'all can see versatile, man. Yeah, like
for sure.
Rappers, R&B artists, etc. Yeah. And he sounds just like them too.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, for sure.
So when did you like pick up a mic and get into music?
So I've honestly been writing music ever since I was like 6 years old. For like, it was definitely something that was traditional. My dad was like a music exec in Nigeria and stuff like that, and I always really just had that passion. But as far as like really like getting onto the mic, it really started honestly for 2018, you know, when a lot of this
when
I was doing this stuff, you know, because I got the incentive, you know, from my older brother. He's like, he's seen the traction I was getting. Like, when people do say, like, honestly, like when they say an overnight success, like, of course I was grinding for a minute, but it really took like one viral video for things to change overnight. I remember even posting, I'll never forget it, I'm in college, it's my freshman year, you know, I'm making this content in my dorm and stuff like that. One of my guys is like, yo, Kenny, you got to make a Twitter for real. Because back then Twitter was like TikTok. It was easy to go crazy for real.
Yeah, this is 2018, right?
Yeah. So I posted, I remember I was making a series of videos, but the one that really took off was when I made the, when you asked PNB Rock and Abel what they want to eat.
Okay, the one we just saw.
Yeah, posted that on Twitter. Next day, it's at 1 million views.
But wow.
That really like triggered that, you know, catalyst for like other reposts. World Star posted it. One of the people that showed me the most love is DJ Academic. Shout out to DJ
Academics. Oh, okay, yeah.
Posted it.
He's like in Jersey too.
Exactly. Shout out Jersey. Shout out Academics. He posted me on his page like probably like five times for real that time. And it was so surreal because like in high school, like everybody was watching Academics and stuff like that. So for him to show love like that, that was definitely, you feel me, like inspiration.
So I blew up on Twitter, then Ak reposted you on Instagram?
Instagram and Twitter as well.
Okay, so blew up even more.
Yeah.
So it was that PNB Rock one we just saw. That was your first like blow up.
That was the first blow up and stuff like that, for real. So,
okay.
And then it just, it caught
wild. And did you release them all like in different parts with different artists?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that one we just watched was a compilation of all of them.
Yeah.
But you actually released them all one by one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, that really just gave me that inspiration to take the music seriously because people are seeing like, yo, you sound like these artists, but we want to hear what ISO could really do for real.
Yeah.
So I continue
to party with.
Continue and proceed to drop my own music for real. It got well with like praise and stuff like that. So like, yo, you could actually take this somewhere. Fast forward, you know, to 2022. That's when I really, late 2021 into 2022, that's when I really just arrived to, you know, into these characters and stuff like that. And, you know, just been going crazy ever since then. Had viral moments, viral songs, you know, different genres and all of that. A lot of guys, people may know the biggest one to date, Speak Up on a
Hot Spot.
Feel me? So, for sure.
Yeah, and I've seen people do remakes of it too.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like, I think on TikTok right now, the trend is sitting at about 700,000 videos made to it.
Nice.
It's insane. So, like,
nice.
To even just see that, you know, just happen before my eyes, knowing where I started and where I'm at now. You know, it wasn't an easy journey, but, you know, through dedication, patience, and perseverance, you know, anything is possible.
Do you feel that using, because you're an artist that's able to leverage social media to your advantage, and a lot of artists don't really, like, do it to the same degree, right? Like, because you came from social media, so you're able to leverage it to your advantage. I can give an example of this, like, Spot 'Em Got 'Em, for example, right? He had that dance, and everybody went crazy, and he used TikTok, made it blow up.
Exactly.
Would you say that social media, if used correctly, can absolutely take someone who might not be known and just turn them into a star?
100%. I feel like all that comes down to is being a student of the game.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will see the surface level thing, but they don't know, like, I'm literally on YouTube. I'm watching, like, different things to, you know, better your social media presence and really studying it. Because at the end of the day, I see this. I see social media as nothing as a game. Like, for me, it's a game. Got to take the emotions out of it, create it, have fun. You feel me? No boundaries to what you create. So honestly, yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because a lot of artists don't like to lean into social media. Yeah. A lot of artists like to stick kind of like, DDG turned his YouTube off, for a while.
Exactly.
Because he didn't want to have that connotation of being a YouTube rapper.
Right.
Right. But I've seen you just go into it. No, I am a YouTube rapper and I'm going to own it. Why do artists try to kind of shy away from being on YouTube like that, as far as like being a YouTuber and an artist at the same time?
I feel like it definitely comes down to, you know, because music is one of those things that, you know, when you make it, you're in a state where it's passionate.
Yeah.
So you really want people to absorb. You really want people to take it serious, of course. So I can definitely see why it comes from that. It's just to the point, like, I'm putting my soul into this music. I want you to appreciate that just as much as this content, you know. But I feel like, you know, all that comes down to is just bracing, you know, what you're creating at the end of the day.
Okay.
Because as long as the music is pure, the music is real, then, you know, it's going to translate well in the long term.
Okay. Do you think a part of it is because they want the viewer or the content consumer, I guess, to take in the music and see them as an artist first versus maybe a content creator? Is 100%, that why?
Okay. 100%. You feel me? Because I've even had that, you know, within myself and stuff like that, you know, because I knew at the end of the day, you know, even me making the content, I'm still an artist, you know. I'm just an artist that uses, you know, the skits and stuff like that as a marketing channel to market my music and stuff like that.
So they'll come for the 1800s, but then they'll stay for the...
Yeah, exactly. It's like my fans, I have a unique fan base where it's just like, it's a lot of them are interested in so many different things, but it's like whatever I put out, they know that, yo, like ISO's going to come with that heat regardless of it. Because I know people, they going to want me to drop the 1800s. They still going to want me to drop the R&B tracks. They going to want me to drop the Afrobeat tracks. Anything I do, they just know, like, yo, ISO is going to come with that heat. So I feel like, you know, I've just been successful and just staying true to myself and just putting good music out for real.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
100%. Gotcha. So I'm sure you probably get haters.
Yeah.
Right? What's some of the common criticisms that you get for your art form?
Yeah. So I say definitely one of the criticisms I'll get, that's a good question, because I really don't even pay attention to
it.
Like, honestly, bro, it just be like, you just know, like, it don't even be something serious to it. It'll just be like,
L dude,
L guy. Like, bro, chill, man.
L Chris.
Yeah.
You feel me?
L dude.
So it really be stuff like regular stuff like
just
that.
Just hating the hate.
And then I realized, because 9 times out of 10, I just like, let's say I'll just... Before I just be like, all right, cool, bro. They'll respond. Oh, you responded, bro. Yo, I just want a response from you, bro. Like, bro, you're so cool, bro. Like, you feel me? Then I realize it's not really here at the end of the day. Because
they want your
attention,
bro.
Yeah, that's all it is at the end of the day. So I feel like, you know, like, my fan base, in a way, like, they really appreciate me. They appreciate what I do. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm kind of like an underdog in this stuff. Like, you feel me? I'm an underdog in this because, you know, a lot of people then see my come up from 2018 to now rooting for me. So it's always good to see, like, you know, I got people that, is always there for me, for me. So, yeah.
So, did you notice like any type of, I guess, difficulty transitioning from? Because you were always doing music on YouTube anyway, but transitioning from like doing the skits and the comedy, and the parodies over to doing like what you're doing now, where you're releasing full on songs, got a Spotify playlist, you got legit music out there.
Right.
You notice a difficulty transitioning, or maybe some skepticism from the industry?
Definitely. I felt like, you know, there was a lot of skepticism. There was a lot of, you know, doubt and, you know, thinking, okay, like, is this a fluke? Can he really like do this? But I felt like, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm gonna work on my craft. You know, I'm gonna work on my craft. I write every day. I try to write, you know, as much as I can. Even if I wake up, think of a punchline and stuff like that. I felt like, you know, over time, once they really started to see the consistency and they started to see, okay, even in these skits, he's making skits out of like hits in the skits, bro, for real. It kind of really packaged me as like a force to be reckoned with, bro, for real. Because, you know, when I've dropped songs, I've had labels calling and asking, like, yo, bro, like, you know, you could be the next Drake, for real, for real. You could be the next Weeknd, but which lane do you want to take, you know? Because that was the thing, you know?
Because you could sing and rap.
Yeah, I could sing and rap. So I definitely just embraced it and realized at the end of the day, I am an artist, you know? And it's just how you really embrace it and package it for. So I felt like over time, they definitely understood, like, yo, this guy, whatever he does, he knows what he's doing, and we just got to trust the process, bro.
The fact that you keep going, you don't stop.
Yeah.
And you keep making hits and hits and hits. Yeah. Like, you know what? Damn. I'm going to like him from the very beginning, but his consistency, I can't ignore.
Yeah. So exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So are you signed or independent?
Right now, I'm independent.
Do you want to stay that way?
Honestly, I feel like, you know, I definitely want to be independent for now. I feel like I would sign to a label if it just really makes sense. You know, the thing that would make me sign to a label is, you know, they really just have to understand, like who I am. They got to understand what my vision is and stuff like that. Because, you know, for instance, when I had dropped that song, Speak Up, you know, I had every label calling. I had every label calling. Like, oh, yeah. Asking me, oh, what's your favorite song? What do you think is my best song? Just to really test them. They'll say Speak Up is my best song. But when I talk to a label and they say, oh, yeah, like, I don't even think Speak Up is your best song. You have, like, a pop record, a disco record going crazy. You had an R&B record. Like, when a label sees and knows that my ceiling isn't just the rap and it's just really everywhere, that's when I know, okay, that's what's going to make me sign to them.
Mm.
But if they're like, oh, like, yeah, Speak Up is hard, I know they probably just want me to, you feel me, just milk it and make another type of song like that.
Yeah.
That's really just, that's just a quick recipe for just nah, you feel me?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, not for instability. Like, you'll get a hit now and like whatever, but it's you don't want to be a one-hit wonder.
Exactly. Right, right, right. You really just want to be as versatile as you can, because that's the thing about my brand. Like, I came into the game, you know, with a catalog for people to go back to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I came into the game. It's not like I just dropped Speak Up and the 1800s, everything came after that.
Yeah.
That was before that, for real. So people can go back and see, like, yo, like, he's been doing this, bro, for yes, time in the game.
Would you, for someone like you, would it make sense for you to be, I mean, like, because you just have an unorthodox way of doing this, where you're a YouTuber, a very successful YouTuber, almost at a million subscribers, while simultaneously also being a music artist.
Right.
Wouldn't it going on a label maybe mess you up a bit, where they might try to come in and be like, hey, we need you to stop doing these parodies. Like, we need you to only focus on this music and stuff. And that's kind of how you built your audience.
For sure. Definitely. That's a great question, you know, because I think about that a lot myself. You know, like, it's just like, if I take this lane right now, you know, I feel like, yeah, definitely these labels, because you know what labels is about? Money. It's about making that profit for real.
Yep.
And they will try to steer you in that direction and stuff like that. So that's why I think, like, you know, when it comes down to being independent, it really is about focusing on the ecosystem, the structure of just, you know, catering to the fans, throwing shows and all that, you know, doing stuff, you know, that you can get done by yourself. But the thing with the label is they do definitely have those resources. You know, they have those resources to certain platforms, certain outlet shows and stuff like that, different connects and stuff like that. So I guess it really just comes down to making sure that I have the structure, you know, perfectly set. You know, and if I did do anything with the label, it would be a partnership. It would be something on my terms completely. You know, I'd have to have so much leverage for them, for me to come.
You need a lot of creative control.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like if you went over to like a big record label, they would try to tell you, oh, listen, bro, you can't be posting on YouTube like that, these parodies.
Exactly.
You need you to only put your music on. You can't do this other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And knowing like my fans really just love that about me for so it's actually like telling me to suppress myself. And I get it. You know, it's. It all comes down to, you know, how you just plan it, how you plan it and roll it out. You never want to make a hasty decision, you know, because, of course, we see it time and time again. You know, a hit song comes, artists is quick to sign the bag when they realize they could have just stayed down and just got the bag on their own for
yeah.
Like, so,
Yeah, because 100%. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. I mean, signing with a major label, all it's really going to do is it's going to give you a bunch of money for advertising, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, they're going to push
you. You got to pay it back, too.
And you still got to pay it back.
You got to still pay it back, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You so realistically speaking, isn't it better to just kind of, I guess, invest in yourself and do it? Because I've seen so many artists. I mean, it used to be, right, because I'm older than you guys. I'm a senior citizen now. I remember back in the early 2000s, like if you weren't on a record label, it was going to be impossible for you to like get any type of blow up.
Right. Radio
but this
play,
is before literally. Social media. Yeah. This is before the smartphone.
Yeah.
This is before Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc., where artists can now market themselves and they don't need that push because they can build their own audience without having to be on a label.
Exactly.
So being independent back then was considered like a death sentence. But nowadays, it's like what I've seen a lot of artists do.
Right.
So, I mean, would you say that signing to a label at this point nowadays might be kind of an old practice that's outdated?
I feel like definitely we're seeing more success, of course, with independent artists 100%, you know, because they're really understanding how the game works. But I definitely do feel like, of course, labels will always be around. But
of course,
the success of an independent artist is definitely more frequent than before, because now we realize things have transitioned to social media. All you got to do is get on the TikTok. All you got to do is watch these YouTube videos. You can outsource your own team and get that. So that's really been on my mind. So I definitely feel like I'm going to be on an independent grind, you know, until something good comes. And even if that, I still may not, because I'm already knowing how to run the business myself for real, 100%, yeah. You know, with my people, my family, my friends, and all of that.
Yeah. And especially with your versatility, you don't want them to limit you and say, well, exactly. You can't do this, you can't do that.
Right.
Because you are able to release your own music while simultaneously being funny, doing parodies, being able to sing, being able to, as far as perform, how often do you perform?
So I really just started getting into performing, I'd say, like around last year, around October and stuff like that. So
doing live shows.
I actually had a show 2 weeks ago, sold out SOBs with my guy.
Tri-Mark. You had a show the other night too, right? Yeah. You had to run out of here.
Yeah. Saver and stuff like that. So that was pretty dope. But yeah, like even the show I had at SOBs with my guy, Tri-Mark, sold that out. You know, he set that up, put me on game on how to run the shows and stuff like that. And I'm just really learning and stuff like how to really put things together. And it's just one thing about performing, one thing about being in front of your friends that's so important, you feel me? Because they make that connection. Like, you make that tangible connection with your fans. And I feel like that's the thing, you know, that, you know, lasts. Even when I was at the A Million Subscriber Party, I'm just seeing, like, I'm talking to guys outside the yacht and stuff like that. Like, yo, they talking about how you changed their lives and all of that. And it's dope to see, like, people are really tuning in.
Yeah.
And once you really make that, you know, connection with them, that's the stuff that lasts a lifetime for real.
It's true.
100%.
And so from what I know, like, as far as like, because for a lot of artists, like, show money is different, right? Like, that's where a lot of artists make most of their money. So are you going to start doing more performances and traveling?
Yeah, definitely going to be doing some more performances and traveling, you know, because I've had fans from, I got fans from London, I got fans from Germany, Africa, you know, it's definitely it's a melting pot of different cultures and stuff. So I feel like that's the next thing I got to do to really capitalize on the fan base and make sure I'm connecting with them to the, you know, most of my ability for.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, what's the average? Do you know the average demographic of your, like, someone that listens to your music? Do you know age and where they're from?
I believe that the top age is from like 18 to 24.
All right. So you got
the youth. Yeah. I got the youth unlock and stuff for so. Now, yeah, that's the key. So, yeah.
All right. Sure. Fair enough. I'll hit these chats real quick.
Yeah.
And we got 2,200 y'all in here, guys. Guys, do me a favor. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. So we got here, Kendall Lawson, $5 goes, yo, just want to say thank you for the advice. It's really helped with my mental state. All right, cool. All right. Lot of Mercy goes, the boys are back. Have you heard of DBZ BT4?
No, what is
that? I haven't. President Obama says, but waiting all weekend for this one. Shout out to Chris. See you at the Opa-locka family reunion. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Fair enough. Omar Lerman, leading the protests in Miami. IGDM sends everyone peaceful protests only April 11th, Miami. God bless you, gentlemen. Free the Tates. Peaceful protest. Thank you for everything. All right.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I reposted on my Instagram. Don't worry, bro. Logic Pro X Gaming goes, you guys helped me become a better man for my family. Thank you. No one else is making content like this. Absolutely, man. We bring out everything. The Quiet Kid from the 1800s. Good to see Iso Keddy. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, my brother.
Juan Diego says, yo, Myron, when you guys upload in your 4 to 6 old interviews of Andrew Tate, the knowledge that Tate drops in those panels with all those bimbos made my relationship 1 million times better. We'll be putting them on Rumble. I know Fresh is going to post them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fedit and the police dispatcher in South Carolina. Yeah, shout out to you, man. I appreciate that, Jared Choi. First I heard was Quiet Kid in studio. Too accurate, but waiting for you to get on the show.
He really is quiet, by the way.
Yeah. You know what? Can we get that one on the side, Chris? Because I want to play the FBI agent one for everybody. That shit was funny for me. And y'all know why. Type in when the Quiet Kid gets in the studio. Zeke the Badger says, hey, Fresh, I'm 13 and have gone through a lot. I'm thankful for it. Please respond and keep going. He messaged you?
Bro, what? Shout out to you for keep going on, bro. Yeah, 13, bro.
KDB Broadcasting says, Kenny, you hella talented. Keep up the good videos. Absolutely, bro. That's why I brought him on, man. Yeah, I was like, yo, we got to get this guy on. Yeah, the Grim Reaper, Myron, great interview with the Sartre Shooter. Where I disagree is that, in my opinion, the U.S. is the best place to be because of the Constitution, the American moral compass, and judicial system. Thoughts? Well, yeah, man. I mean, I love the United States too, man. Of course, you know, my allegiance is always to the U.S., but you got to acknowledge that there's a bunch of BS going on right now. You know what I mean? The fact that your kids can get a, you know, someone who is a million genders, to read them a story is strange to me. Zeke the Badger. Hey, Fresh, keep going. Rip my dad. RIP my dad 12 years ago. I'm thankful for you. Keep going. And Fresh, keep telling woman the truth.
Hi, Fresh.
Okay, I'm bro. Fresh. I think he means you, bro.
He means me?
He probably means you, not me, bro.
Evanef, keep going. God sees this and is proud of y'all. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Bro.
And then Avik Malik, or Avi Malik, thank you. And all right, caught up?
Yep.
All right. So where was I here? I was going to ask another. Oh, you got the Quiet Kid in the studio?
Yeah.
All right, let's pull that up.
Let's play real quick.
And then we're going to play the FBI one. And the thing I love about these skits, bro, which is you're really smart that you did this.
Yeah.
Because this is before shorts were blowing up.
Yeah.
All your videos are only like a minute long.
Right.
So it's like, you know, because you said you got the youth, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Y'all attention spans are trash.
TikTok.
Yeah. This is literally, because you were doing this before, like TikTok was even like, well, maybe you were putting them on TikTok, but at least when I saw them, shorts wasn't a thing on YouTube yet when you were doing this. Yeah. So, all right, let's play this. This one's funny. Scrap, when the Quiet Kid gets in the studio.
Yo, bro, I'm about to play the beat. You ready?
Yeah.
I bet.
I'm tired of the pain. I guess I need revenge on the beat. Every time I leave home, I'm catching homicides. Bumping old songs on my MP3 with an MP5. It's too late to leave when I arrive. Red eye with a beep, can't leave you alive. Leave me alone, I can't fall in love. I guess I'm saying I just had enough. Face my fears, there's no factor here. You can't hide, cause the end is near. I run up in the spot, I'm going on a kill streak. Don't need a UAV, I'd rather play some hide and seek. Now I let the chopper blow on my opposition. It's music to my ears, my favorite composition. It's a demolition.
Yeah. That was lit, man.
Yeah.
There ain't no hiding with the MP5.
Yeah.
That shit was hitting. And on me again, bro.
Man. And then, all right, we got to do the FBI agent one, man.
Yeah.
Come on. We got to do that one real fast. All right, this one says, when the FBI agent gets in the studio, this shit was fucking funny, bro.
Yeah, so that guy that added us to his close friends, we got him. And if anybody wants to try something like that again, listen up. I got something to say. Sorry, but I'm really not sorry. We won't free the guys. Say hello to your brand new cuffs. You got no alibi. Think that you can get away from us, buddy? Nice try. Alphabet boy in the stew. It's the FBI. Put him on record, then we throw that boy in the jam. No, I ain't talking about death. Flashbang coming in clutch. Better show me your hands. It could really leave you deaf. Show me respect.
This might be next.
Webcam just might be checked. We got the finest tech. Thought we wouldn't find you on your trail. You had GPS. CVS and your raps gon' say just did it. Found your house in 2 damn minutes. Sentence longer than cell phone digits. Don't thank me, just thank my widget. Treat your house like a cockroach when we raid in. Oh, you mad? I got all the top information. Come back with a standing ovation. I don't take no vacations. Ain't talking about Hot 97. We took that boy straight up to the station. Trust me, there's no capping in my rap. This word to Kennedy. Last week we just caught a rapper rapping about his felonies. Like, ain't no need to tell the judge. You just told me everything. You're married to a jail cell. Do you need a wedding ring? Yeah, so next time you want to shout out the FBI, make sure you tag us. Make sure you follow us. Comment under our post, you know, because we're going to find you. We're already watching. But I'm out of here.
Yo, do you make your own beats, bro?
Or not? So honestly, like...
She was hard.
I really get beats from several producers. I go on YouTube, find some beats, stuff like that. So honestly, I want to learn how to make my own beats, but I just be too impatient. When I have an idea, I just want to get it done. So,
yo, okay. One more, Chris. When the frat boy gets in the studio, shit is hilarious. For all my guys that went to college, y'all already know this shit about to be hilarious.
Crazy. My next song, bro, I need you to write my song for me.
Oh, yeah.
I need a songwriter, bro.
I got you, brother. For sure.
Nah, man. So, yo, where do you get, like, the inspiration for these different – because they're very creative stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. Like, someone that used to do criminal investigations myself, like, that was hilarious how you were talking about, you know, using their raps against them, filing the gun at CVS. Yeah.
Right.
We got the best tech on this shit. I was like, yo, where do you get the inspiration for this stuff?
Honestly, it really – so this is the process of me writing an idea. So I'll just literally think, okay, who do I want to get in the studio next? So, for instance, when it came to the FBI agent, you know, I'm thinking, okay, the FBI agent will get in the stew next. Because that video is actually a response to when I did the when the self snitching homie gets in the studio. So that's why he said, "Oh yeah, the guy that had his close friends, we got him." You feel me? Like, he's gone. Yeah, he's a goner. There you go. It's like that. Feel you? But so when it came to that, I was just literally, you know, thinking, okay, what are some things that an FBI agent is gonna do? For one, you feel me? They watching you. They gonna make sure you won't get away with nothing. And usually, you know, rap right now, of course, it's a lot of stuff predicated on, you know, guys self snitching on themselves. So yeah. The FBI, it makes the job for them easier for us. So I just wanted to have fun with it, you know, make some, you know, just jokes about it and stuff like that. But even like with the quiet kid, that's more so like that whole stigma of, oh, the quiet kid in school.
Yeah, he's cool, shooting school.
Not that type of quiet kid. He's just more so he's for me just like a reserved, like, you know, quiet type of dude. The African kid, I'm Nigerian. Yeah. But I was just like a derived from me, you know, African that culture one was easy. And all of that. Yeah. frat kid, you feel me? I remember when I blew up and stuff like that back in 2018. I'll never forget it. One of the first parties I went to after Post blow up, for me, I'm pulling up. You know how like at the frat parties, they be going crazy with the prices, right?
Yeah.
So you feel me? You either got to bring some White Claws or five chicks with you.
Yeah.
I'm going for free.
College parties, bro.
So I remember, you feel me, like pulled up. Probably had like five of my homeboys. He ain't had no shorties or White Claws. But he was like, "Yo, dude, are you fucking ISO Kenny, bro? Bro, you're good, bro. Yo, dude, this is ISO Kenny. Come to the party, bro." You feel me? So after that, like, you feel me?
Yeah,
that's that theme card.
You feel me? Like, no cap. So after that, it was just easy to get into parties and stuff like that. And yeah, going to Montclair State, you know, there's a lot of heavy frat culture over
there.
Of course.
And
stuff.
No, but when I saw that, I was dying because I was like, in my head, I was like, because when I went to college, that's how it was too. Yeah. Like, you know, if you either you threw the party yourself or you had to bring chicks. Like, there's no way.
Literally.
They don't let dudes in.
Literally. Like, literally. They're so strict on that, and it's crazy. Like, if you're not a brother, get the fuck out. Like, you feel me? Like, they be going crazy and shit, bro.
Yeah, let's run that skit real quick. Tell me how you guys are going to see what we're talking about here. It's just funny as fuck, bro.
To the party with ISO, ain't no telling how far we might go. Come get the keys if you bored. Everywhere I spay heat, no typo.
Yo, that's crazy.
That was fire. I ain't gonna cap. Subscribe though, nigga.
Tyler, listen, bro. I'm not letting a lot of people in the party, bro. If they don't bring extra girls or White Claws, they're not getting in. It's that simple. What don't you understand, bro? And I'm in the studio recording. Can you just leave me alone? Jeez, dude. If you don't bring a White Claw or five chicks with you, you can get into the party. All my brother's tag team thotties, so we wrestle for the beer. Gotta smell like the Hardys. Last night, Cody got wasted, blasted. News first, on my feet feel like magic. Mom, shut up, I'm in this dude rapping. About to switch the flow, cause I feel like spazzing. I do not do this for clout, I just do it for state. I just wanna be great, I might jump off a roof if I break me a tooth. And my brother salute, cause I tested my fate. Where's my fate? Saturday night for the boys. My frat gon' make all the noise. Dude.
Yeah, White Claws.
White voice. It's hilarious, bro. Dude.
Top five favorite rappers.
Top five favorite rappers. That's a great question. I say definitely I'm gonna go with Drake. We talk straight rappers, right?
Yeah.
I bet. Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole. I say Lil Wayne.
Okay, that was before your time, so I'm surprised.
Facts.
Okay,
who else? I'm gonna say
would you go back and listen to them? Put Wayne on that list.
Oh, honestly,
The Drought 3.
Yeah. Like, and my favorite song is Amelie for me.
Okay,
for me, that's my favorite song for and last one. I'm gonna give a new. I'm gonna say Dirk right now.
Dirk. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Bye. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. Because I was going to say you listen to a lot of drill based on top drill artists.
Yeah, top drill artists. I'm gonna say Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke. I'm gonna say Favio. I'm gonna say Tion Wayne. He from the UK.
Okay.
Big tune them.
You know that. You know that.
You don't know.
You feel me?
Shout out to all our British people out there.
The Mandem. You feel me? Right now, Busy Banks is going crazy from New York.
Okay.
Who else? I'm gonna say live. I'm gonna say definitely. Choose another UK artist. Central C going crazy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No 22 G's. All right. I see. That's fucked up, man.
I rock with 222.
Yeah. 22 is one of my favorite. Let's see here. And then we got here, ISO from Doc Demi.
Demi.
Okay. And
yo,
then
yo, what's up?
various layers. Go shout out Myron and Fresh. CEO Network is a true. Don't miss out, Myron. Are we going to hit a 12,000 meter Concept 2 session sometime in the future? Keep up the great work, bros. Shout out Chris and ISO. Hey, bro, if you're really about it, you do a 17K at a 145 split. That's my PR right there. 145 split, bro. No, actually, no. 144.8 split for 17,000 meters. Let me see if you could do that.
Probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My guy, dude, Doc Downey, he go crazy with the cuts on TikTok. He be going crazy. Like he's like known for doing like the crazy transformations, like people like before they get cuts.
That's a skill, bro. Yeah, that's a skill. That's literally an art.
Yeah, so you just be transforming people's lives too, like through haircut, for real, bro. So shout out my guy, DOC Dami, for real. Yeah.
So what's next for you, bro?
Yeah.
For me, that's a great question. I say next for me is definitely, you know, more performances, more shows, more music, you know, expanding the Isoverse. Really, because now I know and have a grasp of, you know, what the fan base wants. I really just want to take things a notch up musically as well, you know, as an artist as well, continue to merge everything together, you know, because people have been asking, you know, we just need projects. We need more projects and stuff like that. Whether if you're making an Isoverse album or let's say it's an album strictly dedicated to R&B, Afrobeat, stuff like that. Really just, you know, packaging it more officially. In terms of like, you know, putting
full music projects, wise,
yeah, music wise and stuff like that. So that's definitely the next steps and stuff like that.
Two people you want to collab with, must collab with in the future.
Two people definitely want to collab with in the future. Mm. I say I'm gonna have to go with
Future.
Yeah.
Okay, Future. Okay.
For me, I'm gonna add Drizzy in there, of course. For me, shout out my guy DDG.
Okay.
Too, for me.
DDG's 100%. Fire.
Yeah.
All right, G.
For sure.
Cool.
Yes, she belongs to the streets.
Oh
no!
Yeah, I thought you were.
We got Waka coming up next as well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else, Chris?
No, we're good.
All right.
Cool.
So, yo, I know you know you got some stuff that you got to run and you got some stuff to do. But I'll give you the last word, bro. Hold on. I gotta ask one more question.
Right.
What are your thoughts being on that after hour show with some crazy ass chicks, bro?
Yo, honestly,
I know they want to know.
I was perplexed because, like, you feel me. Like watching it and being on the show is two different things. Like, I guess what was going through my mind was like, yo, like, first I'm thinking, yo, like,
for real.
Do they really be talking as crazy and standing on it for real, bro? You feel me?
Yeah.
Then being on the show, I'm like, shorty next to me, she just tweaking. I'm just like, the whole time, like, yo, like, this is wild. And then I heard after you kicked out.
yeah, man.
But nah, it was definitely a crazy experience, you know, just there, you know, the talking points. But one thing I know about y'all never gonna lose an argument.
this guy right here.
Yeah, you feel me? But nah, it was definitely lit. Appreciate you guys for having me once again.
No, it's good to have you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Last shot.
Oh, last one. Guillermo Reyes says, finally, I get a chance to see a live episode. I'd be so busy trying to build myself up all because of Fresh Fit and Tate. Keep it the good work, fellas. Yeah, absolutely,
awesome,
man.
Bro.
Tate's will be free very soon,
inshallah,
man. So any performances coming up that you want to tell the people about or anything?
Performances coming up. As of now, no performances up today, but I definitely plan on throwing a show soon.
Okay.
Probably be in New York City, you know, going to put that in the works and stuff. So, but expect more music from ISO Kenny.
Yeah.
Expect more fire content. You know, building everything together for show.
Guys, I put all his links below. Go check out his YouTube channel. You better subscribe because it's very entertaining.
Yes,
great
sir.
Content
get me
on there.
1 million, man. We almost there.
Check him on TikTok. And then also, guys, I put a Spotify playlist in there as well, man. Very talented artist, man. Go check him out.
Yes, sir.
I personally had to bring this guy on the show, man.
Yeah.
Yo, thank you for coming on the pod.
Appreciate
bro.
You, my brother.
And we'll catch you guys in a little bit. We're gonna have Waka Flocka on, man. It's gonna be lit.
Sir.
So we'll catch you guys.
Let's go.
Peace. I run so far.